I have orchids on my desk. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I have orchids on my desk. That's quite lovely, isn't it? Quite lovely. I have orchids on my desk. As I was growing up in Wisconsin, orchids were very precious, very rare and very beautiful. And yet people who live in the jungles are familiar with orchids every moment of their life. People who live in flower shops are familiar with orchids all the time too. People who live with orchids are quite familiar with them. Well now, my orchids do well from time to time, and then from time to time they sort of wither out. And I wonder, what am I doing wrong? And so I read the instructions that come with the orchids, and the instructions that come with my orchids say they do not like to have it very wet. They would like to be watered once a week, and sometimes once every 2 weeks, but not very often. And I think to myself, well, my goodness, if orchids were raised in the jungle, and they're used to having so much moisture in the ground and in the air, they must really, thrive on water. And so I soak them good, and then I let them be for a week. And sometimes when I soak them good, I let the dirt around their roots become very moist, and then I let it drift or drain away. And it seems as though I was too generous. Because all my other flowers are flowers that I'm familiar with from growing up, and I've watered them very, very well, two or three times a week, and they just flourish on that watering. But my orchids do not. And so I say to my orchids, okay, what can we do? And the orchids keep talking to me and saying, we would like it even more dry. We'd like it even more dry. Instead of once a week, once every 9 days or 10 days or something like that, but not so often. And so I've been watering them less often. And as I water them on a less often basis than I'm familiar with doing, they thrive. They look gorgeous. Their blooms are so beautiful, and the flowers are so gracious, and they last such a long, 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 long time in a bright, open way, and they're just lovely to look at. Each one of us has a way of doing things that we think is the right way. I'm a very generous person with everything that I have. I give everything I have. Anyone asks for anything I have, I give it to them. If they ask in the right way, I never expect it back. And if they ask in the wrong way, I am very sorry to have given it, and I do not feel harmonious about it. But I give. I love to give. And that's my nature, to give. And when I am not able to give because of circumstance, and sometimes be the way it's been asked, then the gift becomes a terror to me. It becomes something very undesirable. Just as the orchid, receiving water beyond its capacity to ingest it and utilize it, and its need for dry periods and its need for wet periods, so it is with our givingness, and so it is with our sharingness, and so it is with us. So it is with us. Perhaps we have times that we want to be a little more dry, a little less giving. And then other times we want to be so generous. Well, if we would like to have, for instance, the long life of the orchid, then watering less often is a benefit. And our generosity in watering, and as we feel it is so wonderful, is not the great benefit that it was at all. And no great joy came out of it. In fact, the attitude that came out of it was that it just didn't function at all. It didn't work, And because it didn't work, it was not a harmonious thing to be involved in. Now, what am I going to do? How am I going to think about this? How am I going to act upon this? It's a very interesting point to think about. How am I going to act about my orchids who like it dry and I am so accustomed to being generous with water? Well, I have to change my attitudes. If I get in my car and the speed limit says 30 miles an hour, I should drive 30 miles an hour. If it's a school zone and it says 25 miles an hour, then I should drive 25 miles an hour. If it's on campus here and the speed limit is 15 miles an hour, I should drive 15 miles an hour. Anytime I violate any one of these things, I don't feel good inside, and I also am going against the program that has been established to have harmonious riding through the school district zone or through the meditative zones here on campus and other things like that. Now, when I'm on the freeway and it says 70 miles an hour, well then, you can drive 70 miles an hour and everything is in harmony. Everyone is expecting to drive 70 miles an hour, and everyone who is driving slower than that goes to the right. And the drivers who are driving 70 miles an hour or a little faster, they go to the left. Now, these are the rules that we've become accustomed to. And the rules change from time to time. There was a time here in California when they had a great drive on safety and a great drive on protecting the lives of people, and saying that if people drove 55 miles an hour, that there were less people who were killed and less injuries and less problems, less accidents. And then they found out that that really wasn't true. People did what they were accustomed to doing. And when they taught people to drive properly at 70, people drove properly at 70, and the number of accidents was reduced. Some states have no limit at all on their highway driving, and you can drive any speed you like. The same as in Europe on the Autobahn in many places. You can drive any speed you like. The only thing is, you have to know the other rules. When a driver approaches you from the rear on the Autobahn and he flashes his lights, move to the right, because he wants to go more than what you're going. And the Autobahn says it's okay for him to do that. And if you have room on the right to move over, move over and cooperate and go along with him, realizing that if that were you back there wanting to go faster, you'd like the person in front of you to give way to let you go through. Now, why do we fight these rules? Well, strangely, as strange as it may seem, we say we're number one. Well, being number one is a great thing to be, and I'm the greatest proponent that there ever was for being number one. But also in being number one, you say, I am harmonious. I live in my harmonious body, and I am number one. And I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. I surround my vehicle with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me. I am the pure white light of love. I surround my vehicle with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me. Now, as I do that, pretty soon I notice that I am harmoniously driving with the speed of the freeway that everybody else is driving. And if for any reason I feel I'd like to drive a little slower, then I get into the right lane, and the right lane is open before me. And other people can roar past if they choose, and I do not inhibit them or in any way make them feel limited. I just give them the rights. It's up to me to not feel that I should tell other people how to live in my world. I tell myself how to live. I tell myself what are my rules and what are my programs, and then I live harmoniously with them. And I also allow others to live theirs. But you see, in being myself and having fun, I do not get into the fast lane to inhibit other drivers. I get there to drive in the fast lane. And if in any way I feel that other drivers, I have created them, other drivers want to go faster, then I pull to the right. Now, why would I create people driving faster than me? If I'm driving the speed limit, why do I create people driving faster than me? Because many times we have little thoughts in our mind. Many times I have little thoughts in my mind. Little thoughts of irritation about something, or little thoughts of self-righteousness. Oh my goodness, that's a good one. Little thoughts of self-righteousness that make me think that what I'm doing is right, and anything that anybody else is doing has no interest to me whatsoever, and it is in fact wrong. Well, if I took that point of view with my orchids, I would drown them to pieces, because I would water them abundantly. Ellen keeps telling me that my pine trees are suffering from too much watering, and perhaps she's right. I will ask the authorities on that one day, who can tell me about watering pine trees. But really, up in the high desert here, the pine trees get very little water, and when I water them abundantly, say once every week, they do just fine. When I water them every day, then they suffer sometimes from a little bit of stagnation, and they suffer from not growing harmoniously and properly. For truly, trees out in the forest do not get water every day. So yes, there's a rainy season, but the thing is, generally they live on a very dry budget, and this is what the orchids want to do. Sometimes that's a little contrary to what I've been training myself to do, and so I have to look a little differently at what life is. I have to look a little differently. I have to look at the freeways as the freeway is surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all the pathways on the freeway are peace and harmony. When I put thoughts like that in motion, then all the antagonism within me, all of the eagerness to drive rapidly, all the eagerness to get someplace when I should have started out a little sooner, fade away. And lo and behold, whether I'm early or late, I'm always on time. Because when I am harmonious in my heart, something always opens up, and I'm able to move along quickly and smoothly and beautifully, and everything is in divine order. It's kind of wonderful, kind of exciting adventure, but really, it's how I raise my orchids. It's a perfect indication of how I raise myself, and how I raise my world, and how harmonious I am with all that's in my world, because it takes a little bit of changing sometimes from our modus operandi to doing one thing that we're accustomed to, being so generous, and to give it what is going to be most beneficial. And what's most beneficial is, as I often teach, to do it in moderation. When you're cooking, cook at the moderate level. Never high, never low, but cook at the moderate level, and your cooking will always come out beautiful. When you're acting and talking and living and being, be it in moderation, be it in love, be it in peace, and the miracles of that moderation bring it about so beautifully. And so as I water my orchids, I do it in moderation and thoughtfulness, and lo and behold, they stand up strong and beautiful and grow gloriously. A long, long, long life indeed. And such is the way for each of us, for a long, long, long life indeed. Have a beautiful day, and know that I love you. I love you, I love you, even as I love my orchids.